And happy Father's Day. All you fathers out there, what you understand better than anybody else, that was when you became a father, your spiritual journey really began. So let's acknowledge our fathers. Fathers, would you stand so we can acknowledge you here? Just the grandfathers. Grandfathers. All right, grandfathers. Great grandfathers. All right. I just got to check. Any great, great? Okay. Oh, what a treat it is to get to honor these beings that have been fathers to us. And you know, when we look at it, there's a part of our experience of fatherhood that's just fairly predictable. I'm sure all of us, having gone through that role of children, remember all the times that your father said, "Oops, I'm not sure where we're going. Let me stop and ask." And or that one where they said, "Don't worry about the chores and taking out the trash. We'll just do it next week." Remember that? No. No. There's some kind of predictable about this role, isn't it? Yeah, you know. Yeah, we're going out of town. Just party and enjoy the house. Yeah. So I've been in Detroit the last week at Unity's international convention, and I honestly had the feeling of recognizing that it was almost a teaching to me of the understanding of what Father is. There were very many very beautiful experiences that happened there that let me have a glimpse into that. One is, as it was opening, there was a man providing music, and just an exquisite musician, wonderful voice, tremendous musical experience. And then it went on and he began to share his story with us. And part of that was the understanding that when he was born, his mother was 16 and had been impregnated by a teacher in her school. And here's this young being suddenly finding himself with this young person in this very difficult time and experience in her life. And yet her strength that let her go ahead and complete her education, take care of him, and led to drawing a wonderful man into her life. She married, but when she married this man, part of his commitment was not just to her, but that he would be father to this three-year-old boy, and that in his life, that man was father. And as he shared that experience of how much it meant to him when he found himself embraced by that love of a father. And then he shared another part of that journey, looking back from the experience of being an adult. He realized that there had been many painful things throughout his youth. And from that pain, he chose to escape it through drugs and alcohol. And he became an addict. And his father one day had to say, "I cannot support you in the choice that you have made." because it takes you to destruction. So you cannot, in that choice, be a part of this family. Hard decision, but one done from love. There is a part of this which we call Father that is pure divine principle. And part of that is experienced through what we call the universal laws, these laws that bring to us the accountability and the responsibility for the choices that we make. And that is a part of divine love, even when our choices bring us to painful or difficult experiences. And that does not choose to support us in our destruction, but gives us those choices nonetheless. But as those of you who have worked with and had to experience that a journey of addiction know, that one is ready to leave that journey when they're ready to turn their life over to that higher power, to that divine Father. And eventually, this young man made that choice. And we got to experience an amazing man who had become an instrument for a blessing and beauty through the music that he created, who had gone not only into a happy marriage, but beautiful children of his own, that he could hold that place of Father for. That accountability experience is one of those things which every father understands, and it's part of that hard part of the journey. I had the experience of a young man who was remembering his accountability time with his father. He lived in a very rural setting, and some of the other kids were now getting plumbing, and his family hadn't made that choice, and he was quite resentful around that fact that the outhouse was still in use. And so he figured there was a way around this. And so one time after they had a lot of rains, the outhouse was there by a creek. He made the choice to encourage the family's options and went out and pushed the outhouse over into the creek. And of course, then there's that time after that, for those of us who have done those sort of things in your life, when Dad shows up. And so Dad said, well, okay, it's time for us to take a journey out to the woodshed. And he said, well, Father, I confess that I was the one that pushed the outhouse into the creek. And Father said, fine, let's go. And he said, but George Washington told his father the truth, and his father said that that was fine, and he didn't punish him. And his dad said to him, George Washington's father was not in the tree. So we've all had to work with accountability. The divine laws work, folks. One of the things that I got to enjoy, it for me, it was a very amazing experience. I was sitting there in this conference, and there were three men on the stage. And I realized that each one of those men had become father to an organization. And in that role of father to an organization, they were committed into a path of service and to call forth a potential to change and touch the world. And what an amazing role of fatherhood that also was. Now, the one man was Dave Bing. Dave is the mayor of Detroit, an amazing man who was an NBA All-Star, who is went on from that experience to become a very successful businessman, and then returned into that service to his community, because Detroit is in the midst of very challenging issues and needed that strong leadership that can call it forth into the highest, which is part of what that father principle does through us. With him was a man, James Trapp. I have mentioned James at times to you all. He is the CEO of Unity Worldwide Ministries. And how he, through that ability to hold a vision of what this awareness of our oneness can do as we touch each other, as we awaken each other on this human journey, has helped this wonderful movement that is Unity go forward to a new level of service it has never seen before. And with him was Reverend Jim Lee. Now, Jim, many of you may know because he was the Unity minister in Sacramento for a number of years before he went to Detroit, leader of a huge church in Detroit, well over 1,000 people every Sunday, and has that commitment at this time of great challenge in that city to help those people know that love and that abundance that is responding to them to lead this city forward into a place of health and vibrancy once again. Three powerful, focused, purposeful African-American males, and powerful symbol of fatherhood at its very highest, as we are all fathers to the consciousness that is unfolding in this planet and in that role of helping one another get there. Tremendously inspiring experience to me. What happens is we all get that chance to be the instrument of the divine that we call Father, and we all get it. Whether we are in male or female roles, whether we are in the role of children or people in our community or friendship, that principle expresses through us. One of the real treats was Gene Houston was there as one of the keynoters, and I was thrilled to hear her. I've always so appreciated her work, and I probably understood. I thought maybe about 60% of what she said, and that was delightful. One of the things that she was talking about was how there is this divine energy that flows through the universe and life. And it is like this pulse of creative power and intelligence that moves through us. It happens when we are on purpose. When we are on purpose, we become that instrument for this great intelligence, this creative power. And as it flows through us, consciousness changes. The universe changes. That which we are about begins to manifest, and again, we don't know how, but we let it happen through us, and the transformation takes place, because this is this divine that we call Father God, and it can move through us to accomplish the purpose of our being when we say yes to that. I think one of the highest functions of our fathers have been when they saw who we really were and were able to call us forward to be on purpose in our life, that this magnificent, beautiful presence of God could flow through us. I want to acknowledge a mom for a moment, if that's okay. I entered a room in which there was an interfaith service. These were leaders from the political world, throughout the faith traditions. There were business and leaders from the youth community there. And we were together to hold a prayer time for the healing of Detroit. Back of the room, lady with a camera, obviously a mom. We went through the experience of the councilwoman and the congressman and the imam from the great mosque there and the leaders from the Sikhs and the rabbi and the Baptist minister and the people representing the big brothers and sisters there for the youth. Each one, beautiful, beautiful consciousness and experience of prayer. The very last one up was a teenager, boy in high school. And introducing him was the man who'd been running the big brothers and sisters. And told about how that mother there in the back of the room, single parent, at that point in life where this her son was moving beyond her ability to really direct and support him. He was beginning to act out in school, and it was becoming destructive, and he was being pulled into the sale of drugs on the streets of Detroit. And she realized that the problem she had was she did not have that strong male consciousness there to really help him through that time. So she went to this man who was in service to youth, and she said, I have this wonderful son, and I see myself losing him to this experience of destruction that he is headed towards. And so this man joined with her in a commitment to help this boy and to be that which called forth in him who he really was. This boy stood up in front of all these leaders, hundreds of ministers from around the world, the top people in the religious communities in his city, a young man who was on the football team now and on the soccer team and a part of a internationally competitive soccer group and held a job and had a 4.0 and was completing his application to Yale. And in the presence of all these people, led us in a beautiful experience of prayer for the people of Detroit. Because there was that love that had called him forth to be who he really was, to be about the purpose in his life. Now, I know there are a lot of fathers in this room, but I also know that every one of you gets to play father. That divine principle is in you. And again, you have the gift of seeing who that person is, that friend, that person in your family, that individual who your life touches for a moment, and you get to acknowledge who they really are. You get that opportunity to express that principle, to see the light that they really are, the tremendous capacity for that spiritual power and creativity and purpose to flow through them, and to call them forth. Every time you do that, every time, what is there is that which we call Father God, that divine power, presence, creativity, that impulse of pure life that invites us all to that which is the highest. For doing that. And I know that you do it again and again. Thank you.